Well, the only reason that Dr. Burroughs didn't get a plaque tonight was we didn't know he was coming. So, yeah, I want to make that clear because we had hoped to honor both Tink and Dr. Burroughs. And Dr. Burroughs, you must have something to say to this group assembled here. Can you?
Well, I've been sitting here and I am amazed. And one thing I thought of was Chuck Mills. You remember Chuck
Oh, yeah.
Mills?
Yes.
I remember something he said out at football practice one day. He said, you know, I think he had a back called Michael Ramseur.
Yes,
I believe that was the one. He said, you know, there are some people you don't coach. And Michael Ramseur was one of those. He said, I just stand back and let him do his thing. Well, as I've listened to you all tonight, I think the advice every teacher ought to have is let them do their thing. Now, if I had it to do over again, I would do exactly what I did. But I'm here to tell you tonight, or to tell any prospective teachers out there, if there are any within range of my voice, just let them do their thing. Because actually, on the old campus, we did our thing, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Jack Thomas, I'm sorry he had to leave, he would tell you the same thing. We did not have the supervision, a director of radio and so on, but we did our thing, and I think we had a golden age on the old campus in the early days there. I would cite the people who created the station. I've always said that we're here tonight because of those people in 1948 who, those students, not faculty. In fact, on the old campus, the theater was primarily a student-run organization. Look at the old goal, look at the howler, look at what we all need to recognize is that so much of the energy that you all have used over and over, so much of the energy that comes out of a college environment is generated not by the faculty, the administration, but the students interacting and being together and I mean, that was priceless what Paul played there a little bit ago. I mean, you don't teach that sort of thing. You don't teach that sort of thing. And you don't teach students to get on the telephone and call the Red Dog Saloon in Alaska. In fact, you go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, so you don't know that. But that's radio. That is priceless radio. And you all have multiplied those incidents over and over and over. One suggestion, if anybody here wants to pick up this ball and run with it. I have saved tapes of student programs. I've got the ones that were quite professional. Including, I told Keith here one that he did. I saved some of the. When I retired, I spent a whole summer going back through my files and putting on a tape, sort of consolidating student projects that I had. Films, videos, radio, and I have the original of Sign On for 1948, 1961, and 1967 with programs and so on. If somebody wants to, why don't we, Dee Dee, why don't you, Dee Dee, Paul, with your email, with your website, and so on, try to collect all of the programs from, if any are, of course, we didn't have tape recorders on the old campus, so there's nothing left there, but we do have Dr. Kitchen's speech. But if we could collect those, I think a CD could be made that could be shared with the people who aren't here tonight and so on. And I think those people who didn't get to come tonight have missed a memorable occasion. And I want to thank Dee Dee and Paul and Ken and the rest of you for doing this. I know Tink, it's meant a lot to him to be here tonight, and it certainly has meant a lot to me. And I want to add to the tribute to Tink because I told him when he retires, I'm going to get out of here. and I followed him soon after. And if I hadn't had him and you all, really, it wouldn't have been as much fun. Well, so much.
Well put. Tink? Yes.